Chapter 39. At long last, I stopped talking. Once the words had spilled out, it was like trying to stop the wind. In the silence that followed, I felt as if the whole world was holding its breath. I'd broken the rule. Stephen and Samar still stared open-mouthed at me. They looked as rooted to the ground as I was. Neither had uttered a sound while I'd told my story. The front door to Stephen's house opened. "Stephen?" called his father. "What the heck are you doing, young man?" Stephen leapt to his feet.
"Here I come, Dad. Night, Samar."
"Night, Stephen," she said. Stephen dashed toward the porch but stopped halfway. He spun around to look at me.
"Thanks,"
he said in a quizzical voice, using the same tone he might have used if Bongo had just made him pancakes. The door slammed behind him. Samar stood, holding her blanket to her chest. "I know I must be dreaming," she said. She headed to her own porch and eased open the door. "I just wish," she added with a smile, "that I didn't have to wake up."